Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And I'm joined now by Nora Owen, the former Justice Minister and former Deputy Leader of Fine Gael, who yesterday, amidst all of the optimism around the reopening, urged the Coalition not to forget the lessons learned from the pandemic and to work on making lives better for carers and for their families. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning, Claire.
Nice to talk to you. We've spoken
before
about Brian and how you cared for Brian until his death from vascular dementia in November of last year. And he'd lived with that for, it was 14 years, wasn't it?
Yes, he did. Yes, and eventually at the 2 years before his death, we had to make the decision to put him into full-time care. So I have a fairly good experience of what it's like to be caring for somebody in your home and the changes that come about for somebody with dementia, but also other conditions as well. And in the government programme, I was glad to note that they put in they were going to set up a care commission, but it hasn't been established yet. And I think I just wanted to give a little prod to it that it needs to be established. I'm terrified that as we move into, you know, getting businesses opened again and getting people out and about, that some of the lessons we've learnt from the pandemic will get lost in the next part of the agenda, getting the country working
again. So where does this start for you? Is this that a carer in the home, somebody who's looking after a loved one themselves with some help from the HSE, that they're often forgotten? Is that your starting point?
Yes, I mean, it's estimated on a survey done in 2020 that over 500,000 people are providing care, and they can be range in age from 15 and 16 year olds right up to 80 and 85 year olds. And there is a carer's allowance, but there's quite strict rules as to whether you qualify. So there's a lot of people caring for a loved one who isn't getting any extra money for it, but they're doing their job, but at the same time they're full-time carers. And what happened with the start of the lockdown last March, a lot of the little respite centres that were available to give people a break and to give some activity for maybe somebody with dementia or other conditions, they all had to close down very quickly. Like we had started a little one here where I live in Malahide, where 10 people once a week got a few hours and their carers were able to go and have a swim or have their hair done or whatever it was they wanted to do. But we had to shut that down because the health board felt it wasn't safe to have people coming together like that, which it wasn't. And so that kind of help that was there has gone. So people who were getting care have certainly diminished their capacity during the last year or year and a half nearly now.
We do know,
and
Nora,
I want
don't
to make
we?
Make sure that those services
they come back. But on the other side of this, though, there were an awful lot of additional home care hours signed off on and approved very quickly.
There were, but I'm a bit worried about that too. Now, I have no evidence to prove this, but I suspect that a lot of those hours didn't get taken up because, again, sending people into their homes, some people didn't want somebody coming into their home to help them, and therefore maybe some of those hours haven't been taken up. And I want to urge the government to make sure they don't get diminished, that those hours remain available, and as we all move back out into kind of a more open life, that those hours will be taken up by people and made available. But there's also, like in the government programme, they talk about setting up a basket of activity and services for people who are caring. Sometimes you need training if you're minding somebody. If somebody falls in the house and you can't pick them up, who do you turn to? If somebody becomes unwell and a bit angry and aggressive, which very often happens with dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, you need support to help you to cope with that. What's the best way? I discovered things even myself that I did wrong, you know, like if we were going somewhere, I'd rush Brian and he wouldn't be able to cope with rushing. You had to start planning your outing an hour before you went out so that you had the shoes on and the clothes on. If I wanted Brian to have his shower, I had to nearly start talking about it and getting him ready for it because he just couldn't face the water flowing down on top of him. And that has happened. A lot of people have told me they have the same condition. So how do you help somebody who's caring for somebody when those kind of conditions come.
And so I want
to see that being done.
And the home care packages as well, you know, obviously it's a great help if you have someone coming in to give you a hand with the shower or with the lifting and so on. But you feel there should be a standardised level of home care right throughout the country.
Yes, very much. I think they refer to it as a kind of the place where you live. You'll be lucky in some places, and in other places you just won't get it in the same kind of level. It's very important that if the HSE, which as I say have increased the number of hours, are offering a service, that there should be flexibility in it. I mean, not everybody wants somebody at 8:30 or 9 in the morning, because sometimes the person would like to sleep on in bed, the person who's getting the care, and it's easier for the carer. So maybe, you know, the hours need to be, they could be the middle of the afternoon would be better, and they need to be devised. But it is very much still, I'm afraid, a bit postal codey as to where you're getting your service. And I if this care commission is set up, it's called a care commission for older people, but it would cover a lot of areas. And I'd like to see it based in the Taoiseach's department, so that the Taoiseach of the day can call in the other departments that are relevant to providing care. There's a whole block of care that's needed with regard to housing. It shouldn't be you're in your home and then it's nursing home. There should be some intermediate steps of kind of housing or housing facilities that come in. We saw what happened in the pandemic when the hospitals began to be overcrowded. People who probably shouldn't have been in an acute hospital were sent out to nursing homes. It spread the COVID around the nursing homes, and it was a cause of major problem, and I suppose led to some of the deaths in the nursing homes. So we need more step-down facilities. I'm not talking about a big nursing home. It could be a house with maybe 4 bedrooms in it for people to just spend 4 or 5 weeks after they've been in an acute hospital, getting themselves more capable and then being able to go home. But we don't have those kind of services to any degree in Ireland. Now, the Alzheimer's Society do a great job, and this conference that I'm speaking at down in Leitrim, Leitrim's Health is Wealth, is amazing. Last year I spoke at it in Clare, and there were 1,000 people in the Landmark Hotel. Hubert McHugh and Valerie Cogan, they're amazing. There was 1,000 people listening to how to cope with mental health.
That just goes to show how widespread this issue is and how many people are facing this. And you, as someone who has dealt with this, and in the back of my mind, I'm telling myself that you were 12 years younger than Brian, so you were fit and healthy and strong.
That helps,
but it's a frightening experience.
It's a frightening, and it can be very lonely. And even though I had wonderful family around me, you're still on your own with the person. And there are times, and the middle of the night, and somebody gets up a lot during the night when they have dementia, Alzheimer's, they get up a lot. And you have to be careful they don't get out of the house. So you have to learn to kind of keep some doors shut, maybe, or locked even. And I used to laugh because Brian sometimes locked me out of the house when he didn't realise I was in the garden hanging out the clothes or something, and I'd realise it, and I had to keep a key with my neighbour and a key hidden, I won't say where, and to get back into the house, and things like that. You know, you have to kind of learn to cope with it. And I think of particularly, say, an elderly couple who might both be in their 80s, where one has some kind of a disability, because this isn't just mental disability, it's also physical disability that needs the extra care. And we need now to realise, after the pandemic, some of these issues really rose up to the top of the agenda, and I don't want to see them get lost. So you set up this commission, get the experiences brought together in one place, and then one by one work out how we improve things that showed up and caused severe pain and sometimes death to people. And the system wasn't working as well as it should be.
You're in the fortunate position now that you can have a chat with the powers that be, and you mentioned this, didn't you, to the Tánaiste Liam Varadkar?
I've mentioned it at least twice when I was online or with Leo and with his people, to say get this established. And you know, in the last week now, with the opening up, I just began to get frightened about the fact that we could begin to you know, bypass some of the lessons we learned. You know, there's been a lot of talk about safeguarding. I'm also on the Safeguarding Ireland board, and the safeguarding of people, the kind of things that might happen, you know, where maybe people are abusing their financial resources, where they are maybe being violent with older people in their homes, you know, when they get angry. And all this kind of area has been more highlighted during the pandemic, the whole issue of domestic violence. We're now talking about it, but it could easily slip back to the back of the agenda again as we want to get the country working. And of course, now with the housing crisis that's been so talked about, we need to make sure that the HSE, HICWA, all the agencies are able to pool together what they've learned from the pandemic and get the new systems in place.
Nora, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Claire.
It's Nora Thank Owen you. There, former Minister for Justice and former Deputy Leader of Fine Gael. Now, coming up, we're going to bring you the best books that you can line up on your shelf ready for your summer reading.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.